KMUW's Frank Dudgeon retires today after more than 40 years as a professional member of the radio community. I recently sat down with Dudgeon to talk about his career, and we started at the beginning.
I was actually born in Arkansas, but that's because my dad was a country singer, and he was on the road. This is back when country music sounded like folk music. It was all acoustic. And my mother was with him at the time, and I always feel that if you're born, you should be near your mother. So there we were in Arkansas, but they left when I was like a few weeks old. And I wound up growing up in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Went to college at Duquesne University there, and I kind of chose the college because they had a radio station. I knew from high school, listening to radio, that that seemed like a really appealing thing for me. And my parents told me, no, you shouldn't do that. You'll never make it. It's terrible. Be an English teacher. They always need teachers. But I, of course, didn't listen to them. And I wound up playing around a lot at the college radio station, WDUQ.
You know, I think all of us, when we're young and listening to radio, we have those personalities or whoever that we attach to. Who were some of the people that you were listening to during that high school era?
Well, they wouldn't mean anything here, but there was a guy at the local radio station, big radio station, KDKA in Pittsburgh. I think it may be the first commercial station ever. It was a guy named Reg Kordick, and he had this really strange morning show called Kordick and Company. And it wasn't like the usual zoo teams and things you hear in commercial radio now. I thought it was pretty witty. Of course, I was 16, so who knows if I was right or not, but... I really enjoyed listening to the guy. He did a lot of skits, a lot of really funny bits, and he had certain phrases for every day. Wednesday was always the midweek bog down, things like that. And I thought it was just the coolest thing in the world. And so I listened to him quite a bit, and I also listened to some other announcers in commercial radio. And you have to remember, this is back in the 1960s in the middle, so there was no public radio to listen to. There was educational radio with Classrooms of the Air, but that was about it. There was no NPR yet. And so I was always attracted toward people that were doing some content beyond the usual screaming and yelling of top 40 radio.
There are a lot of people out there in the radio business who at one time or another were known by names other than their own, such as the Sandman. Did you have any of this?
Yeah, I was Larry Young for about 5 years. Fortunately, Larry isn't in the business anymore and hasn't been heard from for years, and I have tapes to prove why, which no one will ever hear.
Why Larry Young?
I got my first job at this top 40 station, and they said, you can't call yourself Frank Dudgeon. You weren't allowed to have anything that sounded like an unusual name back then. You know, everybody was Ricky or Jay or something. I said, okay, well, how about my first and middle name, Frank Charles? And they say, no, that sounds like a newsman. Frank Charles, NBC News, you know. They said, we want you to take all the Ricky, Ronnie, Jay kind of names and come up with that and come up with a simple last name. So I took all those names on one side of a piece of paper and went through the white pages and found all the one-syllable names for last names on the other, matched up. And I had like overnight to do it. So I came up with Larry Young.
You are also maybe something that our listeners don't know. You are also a magician.
Well, I don't practice magic anymore. I used to do shows many, many years ago, but not in a big way, you know. Blue and gold dinners and things like that, typical stuff that beginning magicians do. But I've always loved magic and enjoyed, you know, hanging out with other magicians and playing around with it. And over the past 20 years or so, I've started getting more interested in the history of magic and collecting of artifacts and ephemera from magicians of the past. Believe it or not, they're actually conventions for strange people like us to do that. And you spend a lot of time researching, and I've done a little bit of writing about it. So it's a fun hobby.
You said a little bit of writing, but you've actually written a book, right?
Yeah, I wrote a book about a guy named Ray Goulet, who's a wonderful man that I know in New England and Boston. And he and his wife, Anne, have been heavily involved in the magic scene for many years, first as performers and then as a magic dealer. He was a publisher is really big in the magic collecting world. So I was fortunate enough to be asked to write a book about him that came out about a year ago.
You are now about to retire. By the time by the end of the day when this airs, you will be gone. You will have left the building.
Mm-hmm.
So as you sort of you know, maybe reflect back on how radio has changed and things like that, you know, what do you think about the current state of radio and the current climate that radio exists?
I think it's fascinating to see what radio is going to be doing in the next 15, 20 years. You know, having come from the days of vinyl records and, you know, AM stations dominating and everything to where it is now. And the fact that, you know, the web has changed so much. And to the way that radio is now interacting with other media, it's a fascinating time, I think, in broadcasting. And the fact that you can have stations like this one and like other stations in the public radio system show you that you can do a lot of very, very creative things with the medium. And, you know, I don't think it's quite over yet for radio. I think it's still got really good legs and is a wonderful way to disseminate information, especially now that it's partnering with other media.
For KMUW News, I'm Jed Bodwin.